Did you hear the big news? We started a private university. We are rolling out a new design certificate program and a master's degree program along with our Design Suite Mastermind. We have new enrollment dates coming up for these programs. And if you want to watch a 10-minute video and learn more, go to designsuitecourses.com/learn. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hey guys, today I am here with Emily Fish. She is a Design Suite member and she's been a Design Suite member for quite a while. And I'm catching up with her today because, you know, so often we tell everybody like it takes a while to build business. And Emily's been with me long enough for us to know it takes a while to build business. So welcome, Emily. Emily, do you want to tell them a little bit about like, well, first of all, let's say how long you've been with me.
I'm in my third year. Yeah. So two plus.
Yeah. Maybe two and a half, like, but we're getting there.
Two and a half. Yeah.
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 And, Emily is actually one of our elite designers. So she's in our top tier Design Suite program and she has been doing some phenomenal things. And this really goes to show you guys, I've been talking a lot about make art that sells and how if you change your online sales, like your sales vehicle, that you can do so much. And Emily has really proven that time and time again in the last little bit. So Emily, do you want to talk a little bit about, you're in a couple of different places, but maybe talk about the most recent place and like, just really like what you're doing to find success in it.
Yeah, I recently switched platforms and I gave myself personal goals of adding 1,000 products by the end of February. And I really, really pushed myself. I was able to pull from a lot of my existing designs that I had and reuse, modify, adjust and make them work. But at the same time, there were also times where I sat down and I just drew and drew and drew. And I sit with my iPad and I draw on it all the time. And there were a couple weekends where I literally drew 200 things. And then just chugged through the whole production process and listed. I sat there while my husband vacuumed around me and my kids were doing things and my dog is like, I need to go out. And I'm like, you got to wait because I'm on a roll. And I kept pushing myself to get it. And it's been exciting because it being a new opportunity and I've seen the potential. The more I add to it, the more my sales have increased. And so once I get to that 1,000, once I got to that 1,000 listing that I so wanted to get to, then I slowing down and working on other aspects of my business. But I wanted to have a nice solid foundation to start with.
Yeah, I think what Emily is doing, if you guys know the design process model, which I talked to you guys about, I mean, she has decided to explode that model and make that loop happen 200 times in a single weekend. Like she was really pushing it and she's pushing it all the way through. I also love that you said that, so she's working on a brand new platform and you've worked on other platforms before. In fact, one of the shops that I love to talk about is your Etsy shop, Emily, because you do a few different things. You have some physical products, you have some digital products, but this is kind of the first time where you've been like, okay, moving to a new platform has really shown me that like I can really explode my potential. Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I actually have my first Etsy shop. I opened in 2010. And along with my blog back then, and my Etsy shop always bounced around. What I did with it changed with what I was doing, whether it was crocheting or jewelry or kids' clothes. I sewed and made kids' clothes from my own patterns, and my crocheting was from my own patterns and everything, but I never had the digital aspect, which I always wanted to do. It was always in the back of my mind that I wanted to have the digital aspect of products and whatnot. And so while I still have my Etsy shop for physical products, that's evolved, but I also have the Etsy shop specifically for digital products as well, which I've drastically increased that volume in there. I'm over 700 in that one too,
Yeah,
so as
so
of now.
incredible, so good. And you guys know we talk in the Make Art That Sells formula, volume is key. And Emily really has done a great job of that. I think it's interesting. You just said you bounced around a lot. And you, even though you bounce a little bit with me, you tend to stay in your lane a little bit longer. And I've been watching you kind of like really go headlong into a single area. What do you think that's all about? And do you think it's contributing to your success?
I absolutely do. And the funny thing about it is, I do feel like I bounce around because I know I'm ADHD, but I think a lot of artists are. A lot of creatives are very ADHD. I honestly think the program really helps me. I know we've recently had a lot of discussions in Elite about planning in Design Suite in general. There's been a lot of planning discussions, but a lot in Elite. And even when we started talking about meal planning and how to streamline things, I over the years I tried a lot of different programs to learn to improve, whether it was my blog or whatever I was working on, to learn how to do something. And I often found a program and I'd jump in, I'd follow it and everything, and it would be like, and now you need to have add digital products. Okay, how? I have to now go find another program to tell me how to do digital products. And so it became very, I jumped around a lot, I think, not just because of my own creativity and ideas, but because I wasn't finding something, a mentor or a group of like-minded people that could work together, because and all working in the same path and direction and everything. And I think that that's actually what's been really most interesting to me about Design Suite is, and especially since I know Design Suite's coming up on 3 years, and me being in the program for 2.5, almost 2.5 years now, I've seen it grow and expand, and as we needed different things, you brought them. And very, very rarely do we have to go find another source to help us.
Yeah, we're kind of all
If you don't
inclusive that
provide it,
way.
there's somebody in the group that can go, hey, let's try this. Let's
I think that is probably the best part because I don't have to
community.
know everything, right? I don't have to know everything. This is so funny you talked about meal planning because Emily brought up meal planning at one of our Elite meetings because, you know, one of the things that happens is we're all busy moms or we're busy spouses or we all have second jobs or there's multiple things going on. And actually, Emily like suggested, I won't say what, but she suggested something. And literally that day I pushed the button and I started doing it too. So it's like, it's not just me. It's just like everybody in the group contributing to like, how do we make this a lifestyle that works for us? And I think that's sometimes the thing that's missing. We want to create a career, but then it's like so isolated that you're like, how do I make this work with my family life? How do I make this work with my weekends? How do I make this work with my real job? Or how do I make this a side hustle? And so I just think this just happened to mastermind someone, you know, had a brother pass away. It's like we have to recognize that while we have these dreams and aspirations to be designers, there's also real life going on at the same time, and we've got to figure out how to make that work.
And the yeah, and the community totally adds to that, and it so I feel like when I if I do start to get off track a little bit, something brings me back in, whether it be my own thought of, okay, I need to focus, so I'm going to go re-listen to a course so that it's just going in the back of my mind, and I pick up something that I missed the last time, or you've read on a course, and so I want to re-listen to the new version, or one of the podcasts, or or just in our Marco Polo group, and somebody will say something, and it'll just help bring the mindset back and focus, and just keep moving forward. And we share our wins, but we also share our struggles. And I think that that's the other thing that's helpful, to know that, we're, like you said, we all have families, we all have people depending on us, a lot of us have other things going on also, that when somebody says, oh, did you try this? Oh, and some of it's like, oh yeah, I forgot that that worked well for me, and I need to go back to doing that again. Or, oh, I needed that little tweak, and it helps me go forward. So
Yeah, it's incredible. I love it for me too, which is so crazy because it's technically my group, but I get so much out of it as you guys are talking and remembering like, oh, maybe I should talk about that with everybody, or maybe I should make that change in my life as well. You've made a lot of personal financial goals, and without telling everybody exactly how much you've made, we just barely talked a little bit about like you've two times, three times. Talk about that, like, and how it's felt. To be hitting some kind of cool financial goals.
It's really exciting. But giving myself the goal of getting a cushion, I keep calling it like a cushion, like a base of 1,000 products in this one shop. And I gave myself 2 months to do it.
Which is, by the way, you guys, a very short amount of time. Most people only
I think
upload
it was
what?
actually 6 weeks, because I think it was the beginning of January when you and I talked,
Yeah.
and I said it, and I think you gave me a goal and I gave myself a higher one.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm just going to be a little conservative on this, Emily. Let's do this. Because most people really only produce maybe 250 products in an entire year. So to do 1,000 in 2 months, I was like, I don't know. That seems a little crazy. But you did it, and you did it in 6 weeks, which is insane.
I mean, like I said, I was able to tweak a lot of things, and I still have a lot of like late summer, fall, winter things that I haven't even added yet. So I will be able to jump on and add more then, but without as much in-depth work when I get to that time. But
It
it's been
works.
really
It's the crazy
exciting
thing.
to see how quickly my I will have tripled my I very close to I, as of now, I think it's very close to tripling my
Yeah. In
previous
2 months, you guys.
month.
Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, this is the way that volume plays a key that most people are so scared about. They're like, they're unwilling to do the work, they're unwilling to do that loop. But tripled her income in 2 months. That is insane. And I actually really look forward to watching Emily continue on the path she's on, because we're really only at this point talking about one platform. As she kind of grows her volume, she, of course, is repurposing and working off different platforms, and those will scale and grow as well. And that's like this whole idea that when the tide rises, all ships rise. That's what Emily is really doing right now. And she's doing it really based on volume. Now, we haven't talked about this, Emily, but truthfully, you and I both know that your design work has also gotten astoundingly better over the last 2.5 years. In fact, I just did a review for you today, and I was so impressed with all the pieces that you're doing. You're doing a logo for one of the companies that you actually work for, your day job. And I was super impressed with it. I gave you some pointers, gave you a few things, but it's still like so much more detailed, so much more in depth than stuff that you were doing 2.5 years ago. Do you want to talk about like your process of trying your best to become a better designer?
It's funny. My mom is a fine artist and an art teacher, and she can draw and paint two-dimensionally. I've always been three-dimensional. And the joke in the family is it was very obvious that I was three-dimensional when I could not decorate a flat cake. But take a whole bunch of cakes, stack them up, cut them into a shape, and then my daughter's first birthday, I couldn't decorate the flat cake. So for her second birthday, I stacked up cake, I cut it, and I cut it into a teapot and decorated it. And it was that's always the, how I've been artistically. And so I think that that was some of what was holding me back in wanting to do digital products in the past was I knew I wanted to, and I knew I wanted to be able to have products that essentially would be used on physical and three-dimensional things, but figuring out how to translate that into to utilize my style, my creativity, and I'm not the fine artist, but I sometimes will take a picture, put it in my iPad, and trace because it gives me the shape and the proportion, and then I'll pull another image in that has like a color scheme that I like, and I'll pull the colors out of that, and then I will delete my initial image and make it my own from there, and that's usually how I, creating something straight from my head is a little bit harder, but if I have something to start with, I can usually come up with a way to make it. So, but my process has become a lot faster, where I have been able to draw digitally a lot quicker, and when I know what something's going to be used on, or how something's going to be used, and I can often think, well, this would work if we're gonna, put it on a tumbler or a tote bag or a t-shirt, different things like that, and I might have lost my train of thought in my phone.
I love it. Well, I mean,
What
here's
was
the
the
thing.
question?
You really have done a really good job, though, of like making sure that you've built yourself your own process. And I hear this all the time in Design Suite. People are like, I'm not sure what my creative process is. And I think, all the time I say, like, really and truly, you don't have to know how to draw to learn how to draw, right? Especially because the software helps you in the ways that Emily was talking about. If you take a picture of something and you have to trace it, then so be it. And then start the process all over and get that muscle memory, which is what you really need with your hands in order to be a great artist. So I really love that. She really has become exceptionally. I mean, like, I love the artwork she's producing right now. I loved seeing the progress she went through to get through that. And, I do think there are a lot of bumps in the road that people don't realize when you're creating this digital business. I hear all the time, like, just draw a little bit every day, you're gonna be fine. It doesn't work that way. You really have to be focused. You really have to plan. You have to figure out what you're going to do, and you have to move forward in certainty about what you're going to do. Otherwise, nothing happens the way you think it's going to happen. Emily did come to a design boot camp. That's how she got in. So we're going to give a link here. If you are interested in Design Suite and you liked hearing from Emily and what she has been doing, I mean, you guys, seriously, like 1,000 products in 6 weeks is insane. But remember, she's repurposing a lot of the stuff she had. So she was really being smart. And one of the things that we try to emphasize in Design Suite is working smarter, not harder. Emily has really taken that to the next level. Do you feel like you've been doing that the whole time that you've been with me, or do you feel like you're getting better at that?
Working smarter, not harder, has always been, something I've always tried for. So, I think that honestly, I think the entire program to me was working smarter, not harder, because I knew that that the program was from the get-go, I knew the program was going to provide me with everything that I needed in one place. And so to me, that was smarter to begin with, because I wasn't bouncing around and I wasn't looking through multiple, Teachable or Kajabi courses, trying to figure out where I saw something, who I saw something for. And at Learn It You Go pace programs, which have their place, and absolutely had their place for me at a point in time, but weren't enough for me. And I knew in the beginning, I think, with the boot camp and actually talking with you in the beginning, was, oh, this is everything in one spot. And so that was definitely working, working smarter to begin with, because it consolidated a lot of things.
Yeah. It's so interesting that I made the decision to mentor. And it sounds like that was one of the pieces that you really liked, is that you could actually come and ask questions. Because we offer, in our lower tiers or our foundational tiers, we offer, DIY courses. But I'm in the same way now. I am to the point where it's like, I just need to ask someone a question. Like, can I just ask someone so that I know exactly what to do? And I feel like you've taken a lot of great advantage of that, especially with the critiques and all the things that we've done. Especially now that you're an elite, because it's a smaller group and your guys' goals and alignment is a little bit different than what we do in mastermind. When you're first starting out, you're just trying to figure out how to use the software and how to get the volume and how to start your business and try to start making sales, right? It's like, it's such a different thing than what you guys are doing now, which is like trying to build volume up and build quality product and start working on your email list and all the business stuff. What do you think has been the most valuable thing over, this is gonna be tough, in the last 2 years that really kind of made a huge difference in how you saw maybe your business or even yourself?
Honestly, the most valuable thing to me was actually going to the live retreat. And the first one was really good, but we know that I ended up having some medical issues after that and not progressing where I wanted to be. But the most recent one, the timing was absolutely ideal for me. And I think that where and then also making the move to Elite was also the right time for me, because I was ready, or I am ready, to go back and start utilizing my blog more and sharing on, sharing on that what I'm doing. Whereas, like I said earlier, I often felt like I had the blog, I had an Etsy shop, I had things, but they weren't coming together. And I wasn't able to, I knew what I wanted to do, but I just couldn't get there without, every path I was trying to follow wasn't getting me the way I wanted to go. And it's one of those things where I felt like I could tell somebody else what they needed to do, but I couldn't follow my own advice or direction along the way. And now I'm ready to. And I think Elite is, that's what Elite is so good for. I'm ready to bring that all in to one complete package, and one main, to bring it all back together and have it all work cohesively together and not be all over the place.
Yeah, seriously, so amazing. And just even watching your progress in the last 2 or 3 months and what you're doing has been so cool to watch, like so incredibly cool to watch. Okay, guys, if you want to find out more about Emily and what she's up to, Emily, will you give them where can they go to find out more about you?
My website is Harper and Co. It's HARPERNCO.com. On Etsy, it's Harper and Co. Designs is my digital products, and Harper and Co. is the physical products, which is predominantly seasonal right now. So I've decided to focus on seasonal products for that. So those would be the three main places.
I love it. So good. Yeah, go check that out. We will put those in the show notes. We'll also give you a link to Design Bootcamp. If you want to find out more about Design Suite, we actually recommend you come to a Design Bootcamp first. We're a little bit different than most programs. You know, a lot of programs will just kind of let you in without, like, you know, knowing any of your qualifications or what you're doing. But we actually want to get to know you and make sure that we're a good fit for you, just as you want us to be a good fit for, you know, what you're trying to do. So we're pretty careful about that. So because of that, we do a design boot camp. It's only $27. And I promise you, we don't make money off of it. It's just literally there for education, and we use it to pay for, you know, staffing and ads and all of that good stuff. Usually we pay a lot more than that for it. So it kind of just covers our costs, and we do it to teach people who really want to learn how to create a design business for themselves. So thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.